You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Ready to play Two Truths and a Lie. So what we're going to do is get our contestants on the air. We will each make a statement, mostly out of current events kind of stuff. And if you can figure out which one of us is lying, you'll win the prize. And Zanae is going first today. Are you ready to give it a shot?
I'm going to try.
All right, so we'll go in this order each time. Jeremy, Dom, Emily.
Hi.
Neat.
To keep it consistent.
All right, Zanae. TSA shut down DIA for 20 minutes because they found TNT wedding cake favors.
Or in the movie The Martian, Matt Damon's character is able to survive for years by eating potatoes. Emily?
Or it was just announced that on her upcoming album, Adele has a duet with Garth Brooks.
Who's lying?
I think Emily's lying.
You know what? You got it. That is right.
Hooray.
Totally lying. But I would love to hear that song, wouldn't you?
Yes, it would be pretty good.
You're good. Hold on the line. A prize for you today. Wow, we're starting out with a winner. Now we move to Jesse. Hello, Jesse.
Hello.
Ready to play Two Truths and a Lie?
I am.
Go, Jeremy.
All right, J-Dog. China is currently genetically modifying and engineering mini pigs to sell as pets.
Aww.
The first haunted house to charge admission was actually staged by U.S. President Theodore Roosevelt, who had one built on the south lawn of the White House to raise money for conservation efforts.
Ooh. A guy in Italy was arrested last week for calling in a bomb threat to an airport just so he wouldn't miss his flight. Running late.
Who's lying?
I think Jeremy is.
You think Jeremy's lying with that whole
they're making the
pigs? Pig thing?
No, I'm sorry.
No, that is the truth.
That's true. They're making
Thank God. Little tiny pigs
up to 30 pounds that you can have as a pet.
The lie is that Theodore Roosevelt put a haunted house on the grounds of the White House. That's a total lie.
It's a great Theodore Roosevelt reference.
How cool would have that been?
Jesse, have a great day, buddy.
Ghost moose.
Thank you.
God.
All right. Next up, there's Rachel. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Ready to play?
I'm ready.
Go, Jeremy.
All right. In honor of the season, Hanes is releasing pumpkin spice scented socks.
When Ronnie Hillman ran 72 yards for a touchdown for the Broncos yesterday, it was the longest touchdown run of anyone so far in the NFL this season.
Oh, I like mine. It's about radio. There's a morning radio show in Zimbabwe, and they went off air for about an hour last Wednesday because baboons got into their transmission tower and ate a bunch of their cables.
Whatever.
Who's lying, Rachel?
I say Jeremy.
Oh, was it that obvious?
That is right.
So basic.
So.
Total liar. All right, listen, hold on the line. You get the prize.
All right.
Two out of three have nailed us so far. Here's Charlotte. Hello, sweet Charlotte.
Hello.
Ready to play Two Truths and a Lie?
Yes.
Jeremy, you're first.
Yes, I am pulling up the story real quick. And all right, Campbell's soup is set to introduce a dirt-flavored soup for pregnant women craving iron. It's a healthier alternative.
2% of people have finished all of their Christmas shopping right now.
A man on the East Coast got fired last year for having extreme gas. After a gastric bypass, he could not stop farting, and it was distracting his coworkers, so they let him go from his company.
Sir. Whatever. Charlotte, who's lying?
I'm going to say Jeremy.
Was it that obvious?
Yeah, yes, it was. Man, you're just a dirt liar, man.
It's the best.
Dirt soup. Hold on the line, Charlotte.
Okay.
We have to step up our lies.
Oh, my goodness.
Here's Nick. Hello, Nick.
Hi.
How about a lie? Are you ready?
Yes.
Jeremy?
All right, man. Dude walked into a nail salon, got himself a manicure, but by the end of it, he said, you know what? I'm going to rob this place. So he got a manicure and then robbed the nail salon.
Beautiful nail.
In January, the Denver Museum of Nature and Science will have a 2-week exhibit that features the actual key that Benjamin Franklin used in his kite electricity experiment from 1752.
Science. And then last, a priest in New Jersey pulled a gun on a small boy because the child was going to root for the Cowboys to beat the priest's favorite team, the Giants.
Who's lying, Nick?
Wow. Well, I would hope the third one would be a lie, but I'm going to go with Jeremy.
Jeremy, his lie? No.
No, sir. It happened in Philadelphia.
No.
And there's surveillance footage.
That's a true story. The lie was that they don't have the key that Benjamin Franklin
has. Where is that key?
But I would like for it to come to the Denver Museum of Nature and Science. Nick, thanks for trying, buddy, okay?
Thank you.
Have a great day. Well, you know what? They batted 600 this time. 3 out of 5 were able to spot it. And there you go. 2 truths and a lie here at 100.3 The Mix.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.